Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Re'eh, that is Perek Yodalad, Pasuk Chav Beis. And now in this Aliyah we begin discussing the seven-year Shemitah cycle. Years 1 through 6, Maaser Rishon is given to a Levi. Years 1 and 2, Maaser Sheni is brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Year 3, instead of Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani is given to the poor. And once again, years 4 and 5, Maaser Sheni is brought to Yerushalayim, and year 6, Maaser Ani is given. So the Pasuk tells us, Aser Taser, you shall definitely tithe, you shall give off Maaser, Eis Kol Tvuas Arecha, from all the crop of your planting, Hayotzei Asadah Shana Shana, that comes out of the field every single year. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis, Lois Vashel Gadi Aser Taser. Now Rashi asks us, Ma Einyin Zeh Etzel Zeh? What does one have to do with another? The last Pasuk of the previous Aliyah told us not to cook a young goat in its mother's milk, and now we start talking about Maaser. What does one have to do with another? Amar L'Makash Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Lois Sigimru Li, do not cause me, Levashel Gadayim Shel Tvua, Ad Shehein B'mei Maaseim, to cook, which means to ruin the young grain while they're still in their mother's stomach, meaning while they're still growing. If you don't take off Maaser properly, when it's just about to ripen, I'm going to bring out an easterly wind, and it's going to totally ruin the crop. Shenemar says the Pasuk, and the same thing with Bikurim. Shana, the Pasuk said, from here we learn that you have to take off every single year's Maaser from that crop. You're not allowed to take off Maaser from this year's crop for last year. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gemol, you should eat in front of Hashem your God, in the place that he chose to rest his name there. What should you eat there? The maaser of your grain, grapes, and olives. And the firstborn of your cattle and flock. So that you can learn to fear Hashem all your days. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Gimel. This is talking about maaser sheni. We've already learned that maaser rishon had to be given to the levim. Shenemar had already said in Bamidbar, and the levim are allowed to eat it anywhere they want. They don't have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Shenemar says the pasuk of Achaltem Oseh B'chol Makom. Al Karchacha is a Maaser Acherhu. It must be this is talking about a different Maaser, and this is Maaser Sheni that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So back to Chumash Pasuk of Dawud. V'chiyir b'memcha aderech. Let's say the road, the journey is too long. Kilay suchal se'esoy. You're not able to carry your burden. You have too much to bring. Kiyir chakimcha makom. The place is very far from you. Asher yivcha Hashem lekecha sum shemay sham. That Hashem your God has chosen to place His name over there. Kiyivrecha Hashem lekecha. For Hashem your God has blessed you, meaning you have a lot to bring. So then, what are you supposed to do? You're not able to bring all this grain and all this produce to Yerushalayim. So Pasuk Chafei tells us, v'nasata b'kasef, you can exchange it for money, v'tzarta kesef biyadcha, and then wrap that money in your hand, v'olach l'amakam ha'shevich ha'shem l'kecha boy, and then you should go to the place that Hashem your God has chosen over there. V'nasata kesef b'chol asher t'havein afshecha, you can use this money, you can spend it on anything your soul wants, meaning once you get to Yerushalayim, you take this money that now has the Kiddusha Maaser Sheni, and you can spend it on anything you want. Babakar on cattle, v'atzoin on flocks, v'ayan v'shechar, wine and old wine, v'chol asher t'shalchan afshecha, anything your soul wants. You should eat it there in front of Hashem your God, and you and your household shall be happy. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav. The Torah told us, anything your soul wants, klal. This is a generalization. It seems to be that you could take this money of Maaser Sheni and spend it on anything you want. But then the Pasuk said, prat, that's a specification. It seems to be that you're only allowed to spend it on these things. But then the Pasuk once again said, anything your soul wants. Chazver klal, once again we have a generalization. What do we learn from here? Maha prat mefairish. Just like the prat, the specification tells us that vlad valdei saaretz, that you're able to spend it on something which comes from the ground. It's bakar, it's tzayin, it's yain and shechar, roi l'machal adam, it's fitting for human consumption. So too, you're allowed to spend your money on anything. It doesn't have to be only these things mentioned in the pasuk. However, it has to be something that comes from the ground, and it has to be something that you could eat. You're not allowed to spend it on something that you're not able to eat. Now back to Chumash Pasuk of Zayin, v'halevi asher b'sharecha lo yisazvenu, the levi that's in your cities, do not abandon him, ki ein l'chelk v'nachal imach, that's because he does not have a portion and a heritage with you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Zayin, v'halevi lo yisazvenu, militin lo maaser rishon, do not abandon him, don't forget to give him maaser rishon, even though you're bringing up maaser sheni to Yerushalayim, don't forget that you do have to give him maaser rishon. Why is that? Ki ein l'chelk v'nachal imach, because he doesn't have a portion with you, and this is his portion. Now Rashi tells us, yatzu leket shecha upei of a hefker, this excludes leket shecha and hefker, sha'afu yesh lechelek imach bahen kamaycha. He has a chelek in these things as much as you do, v'ein chayav maaser, and these things do not have to have maaser taken off of them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Ches. Miktzei shalosh shanim toitzias kol maaser tvuascha b'shanahi. At the end of 3 years, you have to take out all of the maaser of your crop in that year, meaning in the third year. Some of Farshim explained this is really in the fourth year. At the end of the third year, you have to take out all of your maaseres, v'inachta b'sharecha, and you should leave it in your cities. Now, what does this mean? Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Chav Ches. Miktzei shalosh Shanim. Bava Limi, the pasuk over here is teaching us. Let's say a person, he kept his maasers with him, He has his Maaser of the first and second years, and he didn't take them off. He didn't give Maaser to the Levi. He didn't give Maaser Sheni. He didn't bring it to Yerushalayim. So then, Sheivarmi and Abayas Bashlishas, in that third year, he has to take them out of the house, and he has to do what he needs to do with them. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes. Ubaha Levi, ki ein lechelek v'nachal imach. So then the Levi is going to come. Remember, he doesn't have that portion or heritage with you. V'hager and a convert v'yasim and the orphan v'almana and the widow. Asher b'sherech, that's in your cities. V'achlu v'saveyu, and they're going to eat and be satisfied. L'mani v'racha Hashem l'kecha b'chol ma'aseh ha'docha asher ta'aseh. So that Hashem, your God, could bless you with all the work of your hand that you're going to do. So let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chavtes, what exactly is happening here? Uva Levi vito ma'aser rishon. So Levi comes and he gets ma'aser rishon. Remember, you didn't give of ma'aser rishon yet the first and second years, and now we're in the third year, so you have to make sure to give him all the ma'aser rishon he deserves. V'ager v'yasim, and the convert and the orphan vito ma'aser sheni, and they take ma'aser sheni. Now they're not really taking ma'aser sheni because we're in the third year right now. Shehu shel ani shel shana zu. This year, ma'aser sheni is really ma'aser ani. You don't have to eat in Yerushalayim the way you have to eat Maaser Sheni. Remember the third year, and once again the sixth year, that's Maaser Ani, and that's eaten in whatever city you're located in. And they shall eat and be satisfied. What do we learn from here? Ten lehem kidei sevia. You have to give them enough that they're actually going to be satisfied with it. From here, Chazal say, you're not allowed to give them less than a certain amount. But you have to still go to Yerushalayim and take that Maaser Sheni of the first and second years that you've kept with you. Remember, we're talking about a case where you didn't bring your Maaser Sheni from the first and second years. So you have to take that Maaser Sheni and bring it to Yerushalayim, umizvade, and you have to do what's called vidui Maaseris, and you say, biyarti hakadosh min habayis, kamash mefarsh b'chis chalal aser, as we're going to learn later on in Sefer Devarim. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the sixth aliyah tomorrow, speaking about Shemitah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.